This is a presentation by Paul Hoskin talking on automatic enrolment and why you should be getting your business enrolled at the Hoskin Financial Educational Workshop at Chelmsford City Football Club.
First of all, I'd just like to say a big, big thank you from me, a personal thank you for making the effort to come here in this morning's weather, because obviously it could have been difficult. How are you going to get home? Not quite sure. but the facilities are here, very good, so I don't think we'll be watching much football, but... yeah, but thanks for coming, is what I wanted to say first of all. I'm going to break every rule in the book here about presentations, and you'll see why in a second. In November, I spoke about auto-enrolment for those of you that made it to the November one at Benton Hall Golf Club. And today is almost a continuation of that topic, something that I want to highlight to basically everybody, which is very, very important as far as I see it. Whether you employ someone or not, if you employ someone, then auto-enrolment will affect you directly. If you don't employ someone and you know someone that does, then please, please, please pass on today's message, because it is vital that they act now with regards to auto-enrolment. Anyway, so breaking all the rules of a presentation, I'm going to start with the summary. This is the summary of November's auto-enrolment presentation. I wanted to start with this, obviously, just to, for those of you that weren't there, so you can see what we talked about. Auto-enrolment, for those of you who don't know, is designed to get more people saving for their future and for their retirement. Okay, it is legislation that is directed, if that is a phrase, to employers. Okay, so employers must have some sort of pension provision for all of their employees. And that, as we discussed in November, is even if you employ one person. Employers need to identify their staging dates. We're already into that process. It started in October last year. Obviously hit the big companies first, so Marks and Spencers, Tesco's, those sorts of companies. But it will go eventually down to every single employer in the UK over a period of time between now and basically 2017. So employers need to understand and know when their staging dates are. Employers will have to set up and contribute to a pension scheme which is suitable for automatic enrolment. They might have a pension scheme in place at the moment, but it might not actually be suitable for the auto-enrolment process, so they need to make sure it is. They need to assess their workforce to determine which duties they need to carry out. I'm not going to go into great detail on that today, but depending on how many hours your worker does and their age and what they earn will depend on your duties as an employer or as an employer's duties. There are different duties depending on that type of worker, obviously. and the big thing really is employers will need to keep records of how they've met and continue to meet their duties. Okay, so you can imagine for someone employing sort of 50 to 100 people, that's could almost be a full-time job in itself to actually employ someone to monitor that. The pension regulator, TPR for short, will ensure that employers comply with the new duties, and they will apparently impose penalties on those who don't meet their responsibilities. Okay, and just to recap those, these are the penalties, if you like. So first of all, if you don't, as an employer, comply with the legislation, there is obviously a warning. If you don't adhere to that warning, there's a bit of a wake-up call, and there's a fixed penalty of £400. And then, for persistent offenders, depending on how many employees or workers you've got working for you, there is obviously a daily penalty there that we can see, which escalates, obviously, depending on how many employees you've got. Prohibited recruitment conduct. We talked about that in November as well. That's like, come and join me and you won't have to join the pension, don't worry. Obviously, that's prohibited. You're not allowed to do that. So if you are caught undertaking prohibited recruitment conduct, then obviously there's fixed penalties involved there as well. And also for third parties, so recruitment consultants beware, I guess. As I said before, the Pensions Act is specifically designed and aimed at employers, okay? So a person guilty of an offence under this section is potentially liable, well, is liable, shall I say. It could be a conviction, there could be imprisonment. It's very serious stuff. Some of you will probably remember stakeholder pension that the government tried to introduce some years ago. That didn't quite take off, but they're obviously very serious about this one. The problem, and this is where I wanted to highlight today, the problem is this staging date bit, and we'll talk about staging dates in a minute. There is a risk. This is a TPR, the pensions regulator spokesman, has said there is a risk if we allowed employers to say we left it too late and it was difficult, so we didn't do it. Okay, that would set a precedent, obviously, and we cannot have that kind of excuse. So that's the pension regulator talking there, a spokesperson from there. So hot topics then. So who is a worker? These are all the topics really that people are talking about at the moment, things that people don't know the answer to. Yeah, they need to find out who is a worker, who are my workers, who is eligible, who should be auto-enrolled, who shouldn't be auto-enrolled. These are the things that people need to find out. Salary exchange is a hot topic at the moment that people don't necessarily know enough about. And Nest, who's Nest? Has anybody heard of Nest? I'll take your silence and shaking of heads as a no, shall I? So Nest is, if you like, a company that's been rubber stamped by the government to actually take on some of this pension work, to actually help companies set up pensions. But they are very limited in what they can offer. That's another story for another day. The problem, as you can see along the bottom there, if you can see it, those are the dates along the bottom, ranging from obviously 2012 all the way through to 2015. Up the side there is obviously the amount of people in a PAYE scheme joining or having to join pensions and be auto-enrolled. Can we see the peak? It's pretty obvious, so I'm hoping you can see the peak there. Yeah. So in 2014, if everybody leaves it till then, what do you think is going to be the problem? This is your participation bit. Yeah, problem is there going to be enough supply? Yeah. What happens if demand outstrips supply? You're all business people, you must know the answer to this one. What happens if prices go up? Absolutely right. So, obviously for people looking advice, if they're looking for advice in the 2013, then they might get it quite easily and quite readily. But if you go to a financial advisor or even a firm or even a provider during 2014, there could be a major issue there. Right, gone the wrong way, Darren, sorry mate. So you can see the numbers coming in there as well. Next people, is that slide, sorry, is companies with 50 or more people. Okay. Next slide, we're 49 or less. So you can see the big sign at the big number on the left-hand side has now gone up to 140,000 people. Okay. And your problem area is very, very similar, although just knocked on, if you like. So we're looking at 2017 now. Yeah, but all the way through 2016 into 2017, you can see those numbers of people that are going to need to join a pension, because that's the legislation, is just on the increase all the time. Okay, and these are figures, if you like, that have been given to me by a pension provider. So this is the research that they've done and the problem that they see. So anybody trying to set up a pension in those years is going to struggle. So the advice is, start now, yeah? Get in early, act now. Even if it's just preparatory work, even if it's just, you know, getting your house in order to see where you're gonna go, but to start that ball rolling now. The advice I've received the other day from a provider, a very well-known provider, was the fact that you should really be looking at this 24 months before it's actually due. So if your staging date is due in 2017, you really need to be looking at it pretty soon, really. Okay. I mentioned Nest. Nest are backed by the government, as I said, or rubber stamped by the government, sorry, to say that they will provide pensions for employers. Their research shows that employers with as few as 100 staff are expecting help from them, from Nest, and other providers, but the fact is, we won't be able to help, and neither will any other providers. So this is a big, big problem that's going to hit basically every employer in the UK within the next couple of years or so. Where do people go for advice? Your accountant, because they know everything about pensions, don't they? Absolutely. So they go to their accountant. Secondly, they will come to an IFA. But I'd urge you all, if you don't employ people, then if you know people that do, then you know, just tell them about the presentation today and the fact that they do need to speak to their financial advisor, speak to their accountant, to say, you know, how are we going to address this moving forward. Auto-enrolment, it is happening right now. It is underway. It is happening. But as I've said, you really do need to act now, or employers need to act now. You need to speak to your financial advisor.
The next Hoskin Financial Educational Workshop is on Monday, the 11th of March, at the Marks Hay Hotel, Colchester.